Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia City Council gave preliminary approval last evening to a bill that would phase out the 10-year real estate tax abatement in the city beginning in July. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the vote came after hours of testimony from supporters and opponents of the measure.
Jim Moransky of the Building Industry Association warned the phase-down schedule in the bill, 10% a year, would discourage new development.
A change this drastic will have a major effect on the market and could spin real estate into a recession.
There was another group of witnesses who opposed the bill because it doesn't go far enough. Tiffany Green testified it should be eliminated completely.
This really needs to be put on hold and have a real conversation.
Council President Darrell Clark said the bill is a compromise between those two camps. Council is expected to give final approval at its last session of the term next week. Weeks after the widow of murdered Philadelphia police officer Danny Faulkner pleaded to the state's highest court to have the district attorney removed from her husband's case, DA Larry Krasner has responded. Maureen Faulkner's husband was murdered 40 years ago. Mumia Abu-Jamal was convicted of killing him. His most recent appeal was not contested by the district attorney, KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Krasner says that was a strategic move and was in the best interest of the Faulkner family so as to have the seemingly endless appeals stop. He also goes point by point on Faulkner's many alleged conflicts of interest claims. One of them, for instance, argues that a supervisor of the appeals unit, Paul George, had signed a motion one time for Abu-Jamal.
Krasner says George has no involvement in the case and has been shut out of decisions. The state attorney general filed a motion with the high court supporting Faulkner's right to be heard and says she has the right to question conflict of interest claims. Well, two people are in custody after a police pursuit ended with a crash that injured two children in Germantown late yesterday. KYW's Kim Glovis has the details.
This all happened late Tuesday afternoon around 4 o'clock. Pennsylvania State Police troopers began pursuing a silver Hyundai Entourage on the eastbound Schuylkill Expressway. The chase wound through part of the city and ended in the 5200 block of Morris Street. Philadelphia police say the pursuit ended when the Hyundai rammed a parked vehicle. That parked car hit two kids.
A 13-year-old girl may have suffered a broken ankle, a 12-year-old boy suffering injuries to his left leg, both taken to local hospitals. The crash scene covered both sides of the street. Cars on either side were banged up. A survey of veterans is underway in Pennsylvania to make it easier to transfer military skills to the civilian workforce. The information will be used to streamline careers that require licenses. Pennsylvania has 130 licensed professions and 29 boards and commissions that govern them. Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar.
One of the things that we're looking to do is, in effect, develop a vocabulary, a shared vocabulary, which we're describing as an occupational crosswalk for veterans and active military members to convert the language that's used in military requirements to the civilian professions.
The survey takes about 15 minutes to complete. It can be accessed on the Department of State website under Veterans Licensure Survey. Information will be gathered through November 11th of next year. The survey and crosswalk are part of a $422,000 grant through the U.S. Department of Labor. Philadelphia's Please Touch Museum gave the kids a chance to read to a furry friend at least once a month in hopes of unlocking a child's secret reading potential. KYW's Mike Daugherty stopped by their Giving Tuesday fundraiser.
Chief Development Officer Samantha Gibb Roth says reading to a dog is a stress-free experience.
Just read aloud, whether it be to an imaginary friend or a stuffed animal or a real animal, in this case, something that's responsive and fun to be around, but isn't going to correct them, isn't going to stop their flow.
She says each kid goes home with a book, but the program does cost $25 per child.
The money's used to keep the Pause for Reading program going. That's the All Local. I'm Brandon Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.